So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called The Shining, and it's based off a Stephen King novel I glanced at.
Oh, what's it about?
That's about making hotel hallways and certain carpet patterns unsettling for generations to come.
Okay, that's weirdly specific, but what about story-wise?
Right, well, it's about this haunted hotel that turns this guy, Jack Torrance, crazy.
And what's his deal?
Well, in the book, he's a nice family man that turns evil, so I figure we save some time by making him be, like, halfway there already.
Smart.
Yeah, he's already a pretty terrifying, recovering, raging alcoholic who's dislocated his son's shoulder in the past and doesn't really seem to like his family.
Yikes, so what are we gonna do with all the saved time?
Excruciatingly long shots that hold for longer than is comfortable and crossfade transitions while people are clearly still talking.
Nice, so tell me about this story.
Right, so Jack gets hired as the winter caretaker for the Overlook Hotel, which is this big hotel in the Colorado Mountains that shuts down each winter.
Sounds like it'd be a great resort for skiing.
That's what Jack says too, but the head of the hotel says it would cost too much to clear the snow off the roads.
So what do people do there in the summer?
They would, be there.
Right.
There's also this big hedge maze that you can't see in aerial shots, but trust me, it's there. It's right there.
I guess that sounds like a fun place to go.
Maybe. It's also built on a Native American burial ground.
That's probably fine.
So during the interview, Jack is informed that one of the former caretakers went nuts during the winter and chopped up his wife and kids with an axe.
Oh, my God.
But Jack doesn't see that as a problem. He's excited to be locked up with his family for 5 months because he's working on a book.
His family that he seemingly doesn't really like.
Exactly. But the thing about his son, Danny, is that he has the Shining.
That's the name of the book you glanced at.
It is. So that's this telepathic ability that gives him scary visions of the hotel, like little twin girls and an elevator filled with blood.
Wow, well, I guess we're gonna find out what that elevator vision's about later, huh?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, the head chef of the hotel also has the Shining, and I was thinking we get Scatman Crothers to play him.
His name is Scatman? That's kind of peculiar.
Well, his full name is Benjamin Sherman Scatman Crothers, but don't worry, the character's name's a lot less distracting.
What's his character's name?
Dick.
Oh, perfect.
So Dick explains The Shining to Danny, and then he's like, never ever go in room 237.
Nothing wrong with a good old forbidden hotel room, sure.
Oh, that sounded sketchy. So then during the winter, in the midst of the extremely long shots of them sitting or walking or tricycling around the hotel, sometimes spooky stuff is gonna happen.
Yeah, what kind of spooky stuff we talking?
Well, Danny's gonna come across the twin daughters of the old caretaker, and they're gonna be like, come play with us, Danny.
Oh, well, that's nice. He's probably pretty bored by that point.
No, see, they're dead ghost girls.
Right, okay, so that's a no on the plane.
And Jack is gonna start losing his temper with Wendy real quick.
Did he not do that before?
All signs point to this being pretty in character for him.
Sure.
And then frickin' Danny is gonna go inside room 237.
Ignoring Dick is tight.
And then he comes out all traumatized with bruises around his neck and says that an old crazy lady choked him out.
So a ghost lady just choked him out for a little bit and then let him go?
Yeah, just a quick little choke, then she had other stuff to do, I guess.
Fair enough.
So now Jack goes to investigate, but instead he finds a beautiful naked lady in the tub, so he starts kissing her.
Ew.
But then it turns out she's an old woman.
Oh!
Who is dead and rotting.
Oh, I probably should have reacted to that part. Now I have nowhere to go emotionally.
So he gets super scared, because he didn't want to be kissing an old dead lady. He wanted to be kissing a young one.
What?
So Wendy suggests that maybe they should leave the hotel with Danny, and Jack gets super upset.
So what does he do? Act like he always does?
So he goes to the bar in the ballroom, and this ghost bartender named Lloyd freaking gives him a drink, even though there's no alcohol in the hotel.
A little sip of the old spirit.
So then Danny starts vibrating and sending brain messages to Dick in Miami.
What are you talking about?
Well, he uses The Shining to tell him that his dad's gone nuts, so Dick hops on a plane to head over.
A very friendly Dick.
But then the ghost of the old caretaker tells Jack about this and says he needs to correct his family.
Homicidally, I bet.
Homicidally, that's right. And then Wendy finds out what Jack has been typing this whole time, and all it says over and over is all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Oh, well, he should go play with those ghost girls. They seemed up for it.
Well, instead, he's gonna try to kill Wendy, and she's gonna knock him out and drag him into the pantry.
Very exciting.
Very adrenaline pumping. So she goes to bed.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, she's sleepy now, but then Danny's gonna wake her up because he's yelling, red rum, red rum.
Oh my God, the freaking child's an alcoholic too?
Yeah, see, when you write out red rum and look at it backwards in a mirror, that spells murder.
Oh. You could also just spell out murder.
That would probably get the message across faster, yeah, but he's gonna go this backwards route.
Well, okay then.
So then a ghost lets Jack out of the pantry and he starts chopping down the bathroom door with an axe to try and kill his family.
Oh no.
And Danny escapes through the window, but Wendy doesn't fit. And then Jack pokes his head through the door hole and he's like, here's Johnny.
What?
Here's Johnny.
Like how they introduced Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh. That's kind of random.
It's going to be iconic.
If you say so. So, man, it's going to be tough for her to escape the bathroom unscathed.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, right at that moment, they hear Dick arriving. So Jack leaves to go deal with that.
Couldn't he just take a couple of seconds to kill his wife and then go?
Impossible, no. So then Dick starts walking around the hotel and Jack pops out and kills him.
So he traveled all the way from Miami just to die immediately.
He sure did, sir. And his shining power didn't see the axe coming. So then Wendy starts running around the hotel seeing all kinds of spooky stuff.
Like what?
The elevator full of blood, for one.
Oh, what is that about?
I told you I'm not telling. She also sees some spooky skeletons.
Spooky?
She sees a guy in a bear costume with his bare butt out doing bedroom stuff to a guy in a tux.
What?
Spooky!
What was that last thing? So then Jack is gonna chase Danny through a frozen hedge maze, but it's super cold and he gets lost and freezes to death.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So then Wendy and Danny ride off on the snowcat that Dick rode in on.
Oh, so that was the purpose of his long trip.
To provide a method of transportation and die immediately, that's right.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a spooky time, and I don't know how to feel about that bear thing. So who are you thinking to play Jack Torrance?
Well, I was thinking Jack Nicholson. He's got one of those naturally creepy smiles.
Oh, that's a good idea. If you were born with a creepy smile like Jack Nicholson, you gotta use that in a horror movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.